step would be.
The rail freight market is strong for the last few months, or at least it has been for the past few months. Red River Grain Company General Manager Kelly Longton credits the corn export demand.
Secondary market's been trading in what we call positive numbers, where we have to pay to get extra money to get the secondary market rail cars, trading from $300 to $500 over per car. This week it popped up a little bit, up around the $600 a car, so she moved up some. Part of that is due to the demand on the PNW for corn. We have been very competitive this year relative to the last 2 years, being able to ship some corn to the Pacific Northwest. We've loaded more corn trains going west than we've ever in the last 2-3 years, so that's been a real positive note for us.
Weather challenges have slowed rail movement. Longton says rail car availability hasn't been an issue. Grain movement could be impacted by the trade dispute between the U.S. and China.
I think more for the fall. You know, if we lose some of our sales that we normally have in the fall on soybeans to China, the demand for that freight is going to decrease, actually making probably the secondary market trade on a negative number. So, yes, there's definitely a concern. We've watched a roller coaster ride in the grain markets here, down after the big news and then kind of come back, and now today it's getting hammered again.
Red River Grain is based in Breckenridge, Minnesota.